All right, so welcome to Cast Your Crown Podcast. I'm your host, Latoya, and I just want to say that the day has finally come. I have the absolute pleasure of having the most creative, confident, beautiful, inspiring girl, uplifting, fearless mama on the podcast this evening, and I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Oh man,
Thank
what
you,
an intro.
Jaquetta.
You're so sweet.
Yay.
Thank you for having me. I was so excited
Absolutely.
about this.
Yay.
So I'm excited about our chat.
I know, right? It's a long time coming. Let me just say, this is just gonna be part one because you know we gotta have a
Oh
part
girl.
two.
Yes, I feel like we can have a little series,
That's right.
you
That's right.
know?
That's right. Yes. So tonight I really want to discuss Free Mama. Let us know more a little bit before we get started about Free Mama and what inspired you to start Free Mama.
So I think for me, the whole concept of Free Mama was really about guilt because I think that, having my son at the age of 30 is wild because you're like going through your 20s, you're being a single person, you're living your best life. And then I have this epiphany like, oh my God, what if I'm really alone? Like, do I need to have a kid? You're thinking of, you're getting older and you're starting to think of things. So I made up in my mind that, I wanted motherhood, and here at 30, having a kid, and you're like, oh wow, this is totally different than what I naturally expected because
Absolutely.
I didn't realize how much I was missing myself in the motherhood
Gotcha. Yeah.
experience. Like you're thinking you're going to just morph into this mommy and you're just going to be doing these
Oh,
mommy
yeah.
things and
Yeah.
doing all the little perfect and taking the pictures
Yeah.
and it wasn't that for me. I was
Right.
like, oh my God, can I get a break? Can I,
Yeah.
like, is it okay for me to have these things?
Right.
So being getting to a point of feeling okay to share
Oh, yeah.
that I was excited for a break
Yeah.
was the, all right, I'm a free, like free mama.
Oh, yeah.
Like I am a mom who's free in this moment to be me.
And it's okay.
And it is okay to
Yeah.
have those breaks. So I think
Absolutely.
that's what truly birthed the whole idea in my mind of how am I going to get through this season of feeling guilty for wanting space?
Right.
How am I going to get through this season of feeling guilty that am I the only one that feels like motherhood is hard? Like, because
Yeah.
everybody's walking around like, my baby, my baby, my baby, my baby. And
Absolutely.
I'm like,
Like we
you
don't see the real deal, like
right.
yeah.
And I think also, starting the motherhood journey, I didn't expect to become a single mom.
Right.
You're in it with your significant other, and life happens,
That's right.
we choose that it's best we're not together. So then you're looking around like, oh my God, I'm a single mom. And I don't know if I'm comfortable being with this kid by myself. Like, it's like all these feel all of these
Oh, yeah.
experiences you're having, right? I can remember the first time being absolutely alone with my kid and being terrified.
Yeah.
Like, what if something happens to
Like
him? What if, who am I going to call if
all
he
the
starts
things.
choking? Like, So I think the freedom was also to just reset. Like, he's safe. He's with someone that loves him. Okay, let me take a breather. Let me be a free mama.
That's right.
Just bask in the idea that I'm still an individual.
That's right.
Take a nap. I can,
Yeah.
run around my house crazy if that's what I
Yeah.
want to do.
That's
Whatever it
right.
looks like, it's okay to be free.
It's okay to be free. And like you said, it may sound like, okay, like we may have some listeners like, okay, girl, you can take a nap. But seriously, like you do get into that mode of, okay, I gotta do this. What's next? Okay, what if this happened? Okay, Okay, you know, you really, your mind does do that. Your mind does
Yes.
race, right? Like, so yeah, that's, yeah, definitely. So that's how Free Mama was birthed.
Free
That's
Mama was birthed,
amazing.
and it's wild to me because I genuinely was doing it for my own accountability. Because I think for me, I know naturally I can be a tad bit prideful. And prideful in a sense, like if I said that I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna do it.
I gotcha.
So sometimes when, for me, social media has naturally been my accountability,
Gotcha.
right? So if I put this out here,
Gotcha. Yeah.
somebody is gonna be like, I thought you said that you were going, and then now I'm feeling like, oh God, I lied to
Right.
somebody when I put this out here, right? So I think for me, it was my safe space. This is who I am in these moments when I don't have my kid.
That's
This is
right.
what I'm wearing. This is where I'm going, what I'm eating, like whatever it is when I don't have my kid, so
Right.
that I remind myself that I can be this individual,
That's right.
right?
That's right.
So just like hashtagging Free Mama or saying Free Mama for myself personally to hold myself accountable. But then I was like, I may be outside because I'm Free Mama, right? So I may be at a restaurant. I may be hanging out with my girlfriends, whatever. And so, and then people are calling me it, right? It's like, hey, Free Mama.
Oh,
And I'm like, what? Like, in my, because I'm just like, you don't know what people are
that's
like
right.
paying attention to. So I've had moms, non-moms go, girl, I like the Free Mama thing. I mean, you making me feel excited about being a mama because I'm seeing you navigate
This,
and the motherhood, right? So it's okay. Like you can be cool in this. Like you don't have to be a boring mom. You don't have to be, you
that's
know,
right.
in the house mom or only with your kid mom.
That's right.
Be a different
You can
person.
be you,
So yeah, I was blown away. Like people were coming up to me. Like, girl, I like, or my sister would call me and be like, girl, I was talking to so and so, and they couldn't stop talking about this Free Mama thing. Like, all I hear is Free Mama movement, you know? So I didn't realize what it was doing for people. Like, I had no idea. So yeah, I'm like, it's so important to sometimes just express it because you never know who is watching.
That's it. And what you did, like, even the fashion, y'all, Jaquita came up with a whole fashion show for the Free Mom. Like that, I'm sure. Like nobody can tell me that was not life changing for some of those women. Like the confidence it gives, like even if you had confidence before, being a mom sometimes can kind of, you can get in a sunken place and not in the, oh, being a mom is bad or anything like that, but you
Right.
can lose yourself. Like, well, you can come and not intentionally, it just happens.
No, it just
It
happens.
can just
And I don't
happen.
think people realize how quickly it just happens. Like you really morph into like this protector, this, you know, like I gotta do what I gotta do kind of person because you wanna make sure the baby's taken care of,
You want
like
to
at
make
the
sure,
end of the day. And what I'm realizing is happening through this movement, right? Through this experience of, okay, I'm having a day. This is, I've had women, you know, moms say like, wow, like I never imagined that I would be a model, like a model me, you know, like it's the I never imagined I would be a model. You made me tap into my little girl self again.
That's it right
So,
there.
like,
Love it.
one girl, we were like trying on the clothes for the show, and she turned around and she was like, this is the day I just didn't know I needed. Like,
Oh
I was so giddy. Like,
my
I feel like a doll baby, like trying on all these clothes.
God.
People want me to walk for them. Like this is bringing, it's exuding more than I would have ever imagined,
Absolutely.
right? So, and I'll be honest, I didn't, still didn't know what was going to happen, right? I'm just choosing to be brave and saying, I gotta do something. People are coming to me up about like this free mom movie thing, we should have an event, or we should, people are saying like, let's do something, right? So I was like, okay, what could I do that would still
Oh, man.
be enough to where I know I can manage it? Because
Yeah.
it's one thing to say, okay, let's put on an event.
Right.
It's another to feel like, okay, how can I make this successful and fun for me?
That's right.
Because I
Yeah.
know that I'm gonna have to create whatever it is, right?
Right.
And
Absolutely.
if no one else helped, I need to know at least I can keep pushing
Yeah.
through like me,
That's
right?
right.
So bridging the fashion and bridging the motherhood was like, okay, these are two things I absolutely love and
Right.
am very passionate about. How can I make this a thing, right? So to say, and also to push the societal pressures of fashion, right? Because fashion is this space where it's like, if you don't look like A, B, C, D,
Oh,
you're
yeah.
part of it. Like,
Right.
we don't have anything for you.
Oh, man. Yeah,
And
that's good.
with motherhood already being this thing that is so difficult and confusing, and I like to say to my sister, toxic. Oh, it's so toxic. Because it's like all these emotions. One minute I like you, one minute I
Girl.
don't. One minute I want to hug you, one minute I want.
Girl,
It's
you in
like
a whole relationship. You don't even.
you are in a relationship
It's
that you
crazy.
stuck in. You can't get
Right.
away from it, right? So you got all this going on with motherhood. You trying to keep yourself up. You trying to figure out the last time like you did the things you need to do yourself, right? So you already going against the confidence thing. So I was like, ooh, we gonna tear fashion up in a way that says it's okay to be this
That's right.
still be fly. Like, it's okay
Listen.
to be short,
That's it.
thick,
Yep.
a brown girl,
That's right.
like it's okay to be these things and still do
Dominate.
something
That's right.
like that just is magical. So I think it was about the pressures that I even felt, because I can remember, like, I love fashion, I love all the
Right.
everything about it, but I know I was a short brown girl
Gotcha.
where nobody, like in the spaces that I wanted to be, no one looked like me. So how can I now create my own table,
That's right, girl.
in the fashion industry? This was it. Like, it's like, now I can take motherhood, which everybody loves. Like, ain't nobody touching a mom,
I know
So
that's right,
it's like I can take this motherhood thing and make it work in the fashion industry, and show people in the audience, like,
It. That's it.
hey, that's that girl look just like me. I can
That's
wear that.
it.
So it's just doing so many things that I never imagined. It's opening so many doors for the women. Like, I get excited about opportunities that come to me that I can pass on, right? Like, oh, somebody said they're doing a fashion show. Let me call so and so because I know they got things that, and it's a
That's
mom
right. Yeah.
who loves this, wants to be a part of it, right? And so it's like I'm able to help them in ways that I never thought I could imagine happening slowly.
Absolutely.
We got a lot we want to do, but
Yeah.
to see this unravel the way it is, it's blowing my mind.
Girl, listen, it's a blessing. Like, not only are you inspiring people to walk in things, like you said, the lady said, oh my God, like I feel like a child again. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, you've not only put her in that space of joy, you've also inspired her to possibly venture out on something she wanted to do. It's all about purpose in this thing, right?
Yes.
So it's
And it's
like, yeah,
connections
connection.
and the pouring in and the friendships that are happening through it too. Like I saw
Absolutely.
one of the moms that walked probably like a week ago
Yeah.
at an event, and she was like, "Yeah, last week I went to so and so's event, and I
Wow.
was like, oh my God, this is
See?
awesome!" Like that they're now supporting each other, they're working together on things, they're doing more fashion shows.
See? See?
One went and did a fashion show the next
See?
weekend after the event. So it's like they're feeling confidence out and be the women that they want to be,
And
you
I
know?
love that for us. Like, I love it for all races, of course, and women as a whole. But to see us as brown girls or brown women to truly just embark on things that we've possibly been denied for because of the color of our skin or because, people thought we didn't fit this, image or like
Narrative
you
or
said, like,
whatever.
man, like you open those doors and it's just so amazing, girl. Like, it's just amazing. So I have
I'm
some questions for
excited.
you. I know. Hold on. So how do you find balance between independence and motherhood?
I will say, like, the
Yes.
free mama
Oh, that.
output, right? This
Yeah.
outlet that I have to remind myself is that independence, and to hold me accountable also is my village.
Right.
Being okay to ask, to say, hey, I need this. This is
That can
what
be
I have
kind of
going
tough
on.
too.
It is very hard.
That can be tough. Yeah. I went through that. Yeah.
Yes, it is very hard to ask for help. But what I have to, what the theory I came up with in my mind to hold me accountable to keep that independence is, I know you love your son, and I know your son loves you. There are other people who love him too,
That's right.
and they
That's
deserve him too, right? So it's,
good.
yeah, because sometimes we'll get so caught up in,
Yeah.
oh, I don't want to burden this person. Oh, I don't want.
But I think I'm trying to, or I can't do my job,
Right. But
Yeah.
then you have to realize that he deserves to spread love to more than just you.
Right. And he also
He
need a break
deserves to
from us
spread.
too.
Listen, that's one thing I tell moms. I'll be like, your child's sick of you. You could tell she is sick of you. Okay.
Listen, okay.
Give her a break. All right. I say that all the time.
Yeah.
Like as I see moms navigate, because you have that protection and you're like, oh
Yeah.
my. You go through separation anxiety, or you
That's
go
true.
through, like helicopter mom experience.
Yep.
I don't want nobody touching and telling my,
Yeah.
I get that, but sometimes they need to miss you
That's true.
too, you, and they need to give that beautiful love that you
That's
soak
right.
up to somebody else. Because the one thing I watch with my son is he is such a light. Like,
Yeah.
he is a charmer.
That's
He is
it, girl.
full of energy.
Tell me
He's
about
loving.
Yeah.
So he wants to hug and kiss on my mom, on my grandparents. And they
Yeah.
love that,
Yeah.
So I can't be like, oh, this is my weekend. This weekend is all to me. Like, I have to
Right.
remind myself that
Right.
deserves that
That's
too,
good.
right?
That's so true. Yeah.
Because it get my grandparents tell me it, I mean, it gives them something to live for.
It does.
At this age, they're
Yeah.
older and they just chilling. They ain't working. They're just,
Girl, and sometimes you're like, now wait a minute now. When I was now, wait a minute, you didn't do that for me. Like, it's some stuff you just kind of be like, now wait
Right. My
a
grandma
minute.
was hustling when we were younger,
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
she's just sitting still,
Yeah.
and to just have that company, because
Right.
when we were growing up, it was like six of us running around the house.
Okay.
Jet's the only one. Like, my
Yeah.
son's the only one. So it's
Yeah.
like having him around, sometimes it's noise. It's like we need something
Yeah,
going on.
I got
It's
you.
almost like we have to remind ourselves of that for the people in our
It's
lives,
true.
that they need our babies too,
That's right. That's
So that's my accountability. And that's how I manage that independence,
Yeah.
by saying it's okay to let him go flourish in somebody else's house. Like,
Yeah.
he's got purpose too,
That's it. Ooh, girl, say that.
like, got purpose. As little as he is, as young as he is, he still has purpose. And if that is to remind my mom that she's loved, remind my grandparents that they're loved, remind my sisters and my brother-in-laws that they're loved, that's okay, you know?
And they need that too.
Remind I call him my parental partner.
Right, that's right.
He's loved. Because you life is hard
Is
and kids are blessings
That's
and they
true.
really do shine.
That's right.
And if you allow them to shine, they really do numbers for you, you
No,
know?
they really like you. That's good if you allow them to shine. And that
Allow
is
them to
so true.
shine.
Yeah. And just let them be kids, you know? Thank you for that. That was good. And what have been some unexpected benefits? Yeah, that's right. What have been some unexpected benefits of embracing a freer, healthier approach to parenting?
In that, like the letting him shine, allowing him to teach me,
Yes.
because
Yeah.
what I've noticed is, you know, they pay attention to a lot.
They do.
And it's nice to have, when I decide that, okay, you know, we may have grown up in stricter environments and it's down, don't do this. Stay out of this conversation, you know, whatever it is. I've tapped into like, okay, let me see what it feels like if he's around this, or let me see what it feels like if he expressed himself. I remember he was going through, he likes to bite like right here, the top of his fingers. And I never seen that before. I've seen kids bite their nails, but not like the top of their fingers. And like right under the nail. And I Googled it one day. I'm like, what does this mean? And it was a soothing mechanism. It's, yeah, because biting your fingernails, it's a soothing mechanism. And it's a soothing mechanism for anxiousness, for anxiety. So I was like, dang, so what am I like, you know, freaking out being a mom, like, what am I gonna do for him? He just keeps, you know, bleeding and didn't, you know. So something came to me, and I'm sure it was God, I'm sure it was the spirit telling me, talk to him, ask him questions. So then at night, what I would do when we got in bed, reading time, I would just ask him what's on his mind, what is he thinking about? And just random stuff would come out. Some were just about toys or a TV show or whatever. But then some things started to be of concern, or like questions, maybe about me, maybe about his dad, maybe about, you know. And I noticed that this stopped.
Girl.
You know, like it, the biting wasn't as much, right?
Wow, that's good.
Because he could get it out. It's like expressing it. And I think like we discredit what they're going through, school, and it's a lot. Like I don't think we realize like how much the adjustments they're making in their lives,
And you
the
know what?
things their bodies are going through.
That's it. That's true. That's true.
It's
And it's like,
like it's like you sit down and you think like, dang, this sucker is losing his teeth,
That's it.
learning how to act, making new friends, testing out new foods, all these things that like our big grown behind would be furious if we had to go through,
Oh,
you know.
man.
But
But
we don't have any choice, and
that's
now
it.
little kids are doing the school stuff, the safety, the just imagine you got a teacher that just don't like you for some odd reason, or just doesn't have patience with you know. So it's for me, it was trying to sit back and just watch sometimes. So I think those were those unexpected benefits, is that like he's teaching me how to parent him. If I just sit back and watch,
That
he's
is good.
smart enough. Like it's so funny because even his dad said it, he was just like, ask Jed. Like that will be his answer for some things. Like, I wonder why, da, 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 da. And he's like,
Did you ask him?
ask Jed.
That's
Like,
true.
why? Well, I don't
I've
know.
been
You
told
know
that
me,
before
right?
too, right?
Like just
It'd be like, you think he don't know, Toya, but he knows. Like, I'm like, no, you know, I think that I'm like being the protective mom, or thinking like, oh, I'm not gonna put that on him. And it's like, no, Toya, ask him. Like, just ask him. Like, and it, like you said, it's amazing how if you just sit with them, you know, and talk to them, what they'll say, or what you didn't even think they were paying attention to.
girl, that
Because,
one shakes me every single time.
my God, and it's crazy because I can tell you when I was younger, oh yeah, when I was younger, I used to be worried about this. But I don't know why, as a mom, I think like, not that we just don't think that they think like that or worry about things, but we forget. It's a lot of things
Yeah.
we forget when we were young, you know, now that we're older. Like, no, your child goes through the same things. You know
Yes.
what I'm
If
saying? And
not
so,
worse now because of
oh yeah.
just the advancement of
Yeah.
society and just technology and
Yeah.
all the things,
Yeah.
and they're learning so much
Yeah.
like way quicker than we could have
Way
ever
quicker,
had.
yeah.
So I'm always blown away with him too, with what he's absorbing and what he.
That's right.
So it's that sit back thing, like
Yeah.
those were some unexpected benefits that
That's
I
good.
didn't know that I would have experienced as a mother.
Right.
But my God, it's helping me.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, yeah, it is.
Like, dude, what you got going on in school
Because
this me? Tell me, you know?
it, you listen, I mean, I could tell my son something and he'd be like, Mom, but you told me to be patient, Mom. You got to be patient. One minute.
Oh, that's another unexpected benefit. The accountability
What?
child puts on you. Oh
What?
my God.
Listen, girl, when I tell you.
That'd be the one. And I always say this when people go, what's the one thing that you enjoy about motherhood?
Yeah.
Mine is always that my son teaches me how God loves me.
Oh.
That's it. And how I should act in God's presence. So when
That's good.
you're like when God tells you present it to him,
Yeah.
read his word back.
That's
Like you said in your
it.
word, this is what it is. You said that,
Oh,
right?
that's good.
Let's do that all the time. Well, mama, you said we was gonna go to the store, or you said we
That's
was
it.
praying today, or you said, you know, like so it teaches me how I present to God.
Yeah.
I don't need to be timid because he already said in his word his promises to me. So
That's
why am I towing around him?
it.
Same way a child is not going to tiptoe. If you
That's
make that promise, they coming for your neck.
it. That's
Okay?
it. And they're not gonna let you forget it, baby.
They are not going to let you forget it. And I think that's how I look at it. Like,
Yeah.
same way
Yeah.
they don't let you forget it is the same way I believe
That's right.
God is expecting us not to let him
That's
forget.
true.
Like,
That's true. Yeah.
you said we should delight in you.
That's it.
You said that. I didn't. You said it.
You said it, Lord. You know,
Right.
and you
So,
said your promises are yay and amen, baby.
okay.
So, but yeah, so that's
That is one unexpected. Like, it
yeah.
is definitely
Oh, wow.
given me the understanding of how we should show up
That's
in
right.
our relationship with God.
That's it. That's
Because sometimes I'll be acting like I'm going under the table, like, oh God, I want to ask you something, but I'm scared, you know?
Knowing he already knows.
Oh, he know your heart. He know what you got going on. So
That's
why you can't
it.
say it?
Yep.
So
Yep.
it definitely is that for sure. That is a
Yeah.
beautiful
Yeah.
benefit to
That's beautiful.
just
Yeah.
sit in and like sitting in it. Like, okay, well, yep, you said that. So let me go ahead
Let
and
me go ahead and do, yeah. Go
give
ahead
you
and do
what
what I
you
said. I was so,
so
yeah.
yeah.
Thank you. That was awesome. That made me look at it in a different way. That was good. Okay. What are some core values you try to instill in your child, while at the same time allowing them to have that freedom and autonomy?
Ooh. I think for me it's that that safe space to be honest.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm always like, dude, even when it's bad,
That's right. Oh, that's
it's
good.
fine, right? Like being okay to be who you are and to state who you are. It's not gonna hurt me because I may challenge you on it, but it's not gonna hurt me that you are who you are, right?
That's
So
right.
always be honest
Yes.
to who you are
That's it.
to me, because and sucker is strong-willed, so you know I learned quickly. And you can, and it's so crazy because they want to just please you so much. Like they just, sometimes you'd be like, okay, mom, I said, no. I'm sorry I gave you that face. I know I may be a little disappointed
That's
if you didn't
true.
choose the red shirt
That's
or the blue shirt,
all
but
right.
it's okay. If you want to wear a red shirt, it's fine. If your outfit don't make sense today, it's fine. It's fine.
You know,
I'll
it
leave you
took me a
alone.
while to let go. Now, that's something like I really had to learn because I just be like, please tell me you don't want to wear those shoes. Why do you want to wear those shoes? I mean, you have some nice shoes. No, these are my favorite. I'm talking about the shoes are dirty. And to be honest, he probably do need to wear the shoes because he messes.
You gonna mess them up
You
anyway.
gonna mess him up anyway. But I had to learn, you know, like Toya, like let go. Like if he wants to wear that, just let him wear it. Like it's okay, right?
My sister just recently had a baby. She's 6 months old and she's just adorable. And she was just like, you need to pick some clothes out for her. And I'm like, I don't believe in picking out clothes for kids. You know, like
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I don't believe in that. And I got to the point of that because of Jed, like, because he's just going in there and he's just doing what he wants to do. And I was like, I believe in the creativity of kids.
That's
So if
it.
they want to themselves in whatever way they want to express themselves, I'm hands off. People expect because I like clothes or I'm into this. I know you gonna deck. Listen, homie chooses whatever he wears.
That's right. That's right.
If he want to wear mismatched socks today,
Oh yeah, that's Colson. Oh yeah, because baby, them socks may not always match. But guess
I
what? If I see it and we are okay, you know what? Just go ahead. Like it's okay. Like it's
it's
okay.
hard though, because
Baby, that undershirt is inside out. You know what? Don't even worry about it. Just put the
just do your thing. Do
just do
your
your thing.
thing.
And to go back to like the instilling part, like when you said, even the honest, just being honest to who you.
Honest.
One thing I can say about even when it goes back to honesty, even being honest about something you've done,
Yes, Lord.
try to instill in him the honesty, like you said, being honest with who you are and be honest about what you've
What
done,
you
or even if
did,
it's good or bad, tell me the truth. I
even
want
if
you to
it's good
be.
or bad.
Yeah, so
Yes.
comfortable to come to me and tell me the truth while at the same time, I'm giving you that autonomy to, like I said, be honest and open, right? But being respectful in it. You get what I'm saying? Like, don't
Yes.
come lie to my
Yes.
face about nothing because I'm respecting you and giving you the floor, right? You be
Right.
honest with me, right? And like you said, sometimes we have a look on our face and it's just like, sometimes you, like you said, you had to catch yourself because you'll see them shift to a different,
Yeah, they will quickly. And I think the reason that that is like the big core value is because I've watched so many of us, especially in the Black community, go through never growing up and feeling uncomfortable to be honest
That's true.
with who you are, what you're doing,
That's
what
it.
you've done to your mamas, like to the people in your life, because it's always this childlike experience, even in adulthood. And I want for Jet to not feel like he has to people please.
Oh, man.
He has to feel codependent because if, okay, let me think about this for my mom. Let me think about this
That's
for my
true.
whatever. Are they gonna like it? Or, oh, maybe I shouldn't. But you grown. You live in your own house. But they're, however they feel matters so much that you're caged
I've
in.
seen it. I've seen
Girl, it's
it.
bad.
It's
I've been it, slowly freeing myself from it.
Yeah, oh, I, yeah, me too.
Using that as a way to say, okay, for my kid,
Yeah.
I want him to feel like he can express himself with
That's right.
limitations, like you said, with
Yeah.
the respect of consideration, right? Because you
Right,
still
that's
gotta
right.
consider and figure out the balance of consideration and not neglecting or tampering with who you are,
That's
right?
it.
Like,
Right,
you can
absolutely.
be respectful, but
That's
if it's, no, Granny, I don't want to give you another hug right now. Can I give you one later?
Yeah.
Because he may not want to be touched right now. That's not disrespectful. As long as he's able to express, right?
That's
Right
it.
now, I don't
And you
feel
know
like it.
what? Growing up to our parents or grandparents, aunties, aunts, that would have been disrespectful. Oh, so you tell your grandma said, get over there and give him a hug or get over there.
Right.
So that's another thing I try to teach my son too, about being honest about how you feel. And if you are uncomfortable, it's okay. And
It's
let me know, mommy,
okay.
I'm not comfortable, or daddy, I'm not comfortable with that, or whoever, you know.
Yeah.
Even, oh girl, the other day I was like, Colson, go do this or go to that. He was like, mommy, I'm so tired from school. I'm so tired. And I could tell he really was tired. And usually I might have said, well, you didn't hear me now. I told you to go there.
Right.
But something in me was like, he's allowed to be tired. You get tired. So I was like, yeah, I was like, oh, okay, no problem. And I went and did it or whatever. But it's little things like that
Yeah.
that I feel like, what do they call it now? The new parenting. What do they call it? Yeah,
Gentle
the
parenting.
gental parenting,
Yeah.
somebody's like, I would have made it. But no, because he is, and that's enough. That goes back into, like you said, the people pleasing. It can kind of go into like forcing yourself to do something you don't want, because that can go into your adulthood.
That there you go.
Exactly what you're saying. That can go into, so.
Definitely can. And
Yeah.
it is a trying experience. Like, it
Yeah.
really does create this mental,
Right.
like,
It does.
need. Like, you're literally anxious
Yeah.
going into like his home because
That's
you're like,
true.
okay, what is it going to be today?
Yes.
What am I going to have to submit to
Yeah.
today that I don't really want to,
Want
but
to.
this is my
That's
thing.
good.
So, like,
Yeah.
so I know for sure that is something, and I have to even thank his dad for that too,
Yeah.
because it's, we really do think about his well-being. Like, it's
I
really,
love that.
he's,
Yes.
how is Jeff feeling today? Like, you want to do that?
Absolutely.
He will bring me back to, did you ask Jeff? How is Jet feeling?
That's right.
To make sure that I'm considering his,
Yeah.
thoughts in it too, because
It's nothing like having a co-parent. And I know you have a good co-parent relationship. I have a good co-parent relationship. And just to be on the same page and to understand, like, we don't agree on everything, but
right.
when it comes to your child's mental health and well-being, when you can at least agree on, like you said, how is he feeling today? Did you ask him that? Or even when it came to something, it's like, okay, well, he want to try the sport and whatever sport, and he
Right.
Latoya, he didn't say he wanted to try this, but he told me this, and I was like, oh, okay, well, maybe I need to ask him again. So it's just like, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like you said, like being on the same, but it's so beneficial.
It is.
It is so beneficial, because like even when I went through a divorce, I made sure that we discussed, okay, when it comes to our child or even my stepdaughter, because it was a blended family, right? So I don't want there to be any, what's the word? Dysfunction,
Yes.
period, right? Because I went through that. I don't want to put my son through that. It's okay for them to see some healthy disagreements. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But the drama, no, we got to get on one page about, we got to get, let's talk it out. Let's be able to, and I can honestly say we've done good with that.
Yes,
Yeah.
I am so happy to say this is, we're going on year three
Good.
of the
Yeah.
co-parenting in a way that feels like we both have equal say.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Show up as a united front.
Right.
Parent teacher conference, we're both there. We're both there. We're both there for the most part,
Right.
right?
Yeah.
Birthday parties, we both
Yep.
there.
That's it.
Like, for the most part. Now, there are times where it doesn't work,
Of course.
right? But I will say back to one of the other questions you said about the independence and the
Yes.
free and the motherhood, way to be a free mama was feeling safe enough to allow his dad
That's right.
full autonomy
Right.
when he's with him
Yep.
to do whatever it is that
Yeah.
they want.
I'm laughing
And
because that's so funny because I mean, you have, and I'm gonna be honest, you have married couples where the mom, that's your baby. Like you still have to go through this process where it's like, okay, now you're gonna have my baby by yourself. Like, what and what y'all gonna be doing? Like, it's and it's nothing.
girl, it's like
It's
that. It's the married couples for sure. Okay. Like that always has me tickled. But I think, and it's hard. Like it's, I'm not knocking anybody for how, any mom for how they choose to parent. But
Absolutely.
I will challenge a mom on that. That is one thing. If I hear you're like, oh, I'm tired, and he's, you know, ain't doing blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, but did you ask?
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Say, did you, are you okay to give yourself time?
Right.
Like it's those things where it's, and sometimes it's asking, because I even remember in the first 2 years of it, I was just like, he knows what's going on here.
We always try to assume, don't we?
He knows,
He
but it's
knows.
like, but well, maybe he doesn't. Maybe
That's
you
true.
walking around like you Wonder Woman, and he's like, okay, I guess she's good, right?
That's true.
But I finally said it out loud, like, I need this. And the minute I said it out loud was when the relationship started shifting, because now this man, yes, we understand that this is his son. He knows this is his son. But sometimes it's saying it out loud so
Communication.
then they know what to do for you,
That's
right?
true.
And you know, I know some moms probably don't want to do that one action, but what I noticed in my situation is that one action made
A
a
difference.
whole difference.
And it's simple, right?
Simple. But it's a matter of a mother feeling confident
That's
enough,
right.
comfortable enough to say, okay, once I ask this, I actually have to let go.
Yeah,
You know,
that's right.
it is a work. And I don't, again, I don't knock any mother for how she does, but if I hear, if you come to me about it, we're gonna have to have a challenging
That's
conversation.
right. Because we need to
Because,
talk.
girl, you deserve this time. Come be a free
That's
mama with me. Because
it,
it's beautiful on this side.
right? That's right. So, and like you said, asking for help, right?
Please ask for help.
Because sometimes that can affect your mental health.
Yes.
And so, what would you say your non-negotiables are when it comes to your mental health? Like when it comes to your self-care time with Joe, to yourself, what are your non-negotiables with your mental health? You know, like what are some things that you're going to do and you have to
I'm
do?
gonna do. And this season looks a little different, but the beautiful thing about this season, the non-negotiables is the passion projects and the helping other moms, right? So,
That's amazing.
yeah, so it's, I'm doing the show. Yeah, I know it's a lot. Like, these are the things I'm, you know, somebody's like, you got so much going on. Are you? I'm doing the show.
That's right.
I know it's a lot. It is a non-negotiable. I know what this, I know what purpose this serves for me and others. What's a part of my calling? This is the non-negotiable in this season, right? It's making sure that even, because even with me and his dad, we have our set schedule. But life happens, right? Life happens. Sometimes it's like, oh, can we switch these days? Can we? My non-negotiable is usually all right if we do, Jaquetta, make sure you ask for something.
Gotcha.
For something. And it's okay to ask, right? So if it's like, okay, well, yeah, I can do that day, but hey, can you? Because I want to, like, it's okay for me to ask for something back. That's
It's
a non-negotiable. Ask
okay. Good.
back. Because you naturally going to be a mom and say, oh yeah, I won't even look at my calendar.
That's how exactly. Yep.
I won't even look at, I'll be like, oh yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
And just figure it out
And
later.
just figure, yeah.
But because I know I'm naturally going to do that because it's
Yeah.
my baby and I'm going to make it do what it
Of
do.
course, yeah.
I'm going to ask for something back.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure that I get something
Something
back
back.
for myself.
I get
And if
that,
that is, you know, an extra day and I do nothing, that's fine.
yeah.
I'm
Yeah.
going to do
Learning to do nothing is like
it. Girl,
so amazing. Like, I don't know why I'm just that learning to do nothing. Like, I'm in my late 30s. Do we say late? Okay, anyway.
Yeah, okay.
I
I know,
mean,
girl.
it's like,
Bye.
but like him going to his dad, usually if I didn't have anything to do, I'd be like, oh, well, he could just stay, you know, he could stay here. You could just, no.
No.
Now I'm like, okay, he'll be ready, or you know, I'll drop him off or whatever. But oh, it's a beautiful thing. Like,
Oh, girl. Binge watching a TV
oh
show.
man, listen.
Girl, me and my couch go together real bad.
Right,
Like,
girl, listen.
real bad.
Oh my God.
That anybody who knows me knows that is my favorite space.
That's your favorite space. I got you.
We go together really bad.
Bit. Girl, that's all.
So, if that's what the time looks like,
It's okay.
that's what the time looks like. I do know that in this season, just speaking of mental health and
Yeah.
non-negotiables, it's what started to happen when Jet turned six. And it's so weird
Yeah.
because six for me was a, oh, he's independent. He's the homie now. Like,
Yeah.
we like, he gets ready for bed, gets
Yeah.
ready for school. Like, I don't feed this child at this point, you know?
You
So
have
it's
to tell
almost,
yourself to step back.
yeah, like,
It's
but
like,
I will say,
okay.
I never, I will say for me as a mother, I was never a,
Like, oh, I got you. Yeah, like a coddler type. Yeah.
oh no,
Yeah.
I'm like, homie,
Yeah,
hurt.
that's what, I had to get to that point. I'm not gonna lie. I had to get, because I used to be, oh, let me do, okay, you. And it was like, his dad was like, you gotta, no. And also this lady I work with, she also used to, you know, get me through that little process. But now it's like, yeah, that's how I am now. I'm like, But he really, like you say, he kind of independent now.
Yeah, and they love being independent. Like,
Yes.
it's a good season, girl.
Yes.
Love doing
No.
stuff. It's so much fun. Like, oh,
Yeah,
you want to do your own laundry?
yeah.
Yeah. Like, let's do it. You want to fold your own clothes?
Exactly, right?
It's fun that they actually get excited. And you
Yes.
know that season gonna last, but so we need to
Okay.
enjoy this because then things just all over the place. So,
Okay.
like, for me, I get so giddy about the fact that he finds joy and
Yeah.
pride and that he knows how to do something.
Absolutely.
So, for me in this season, it's an exciting time
Yeah.
because I feel like I have my homie into me and he's just this lovable soul, you know?
Yeah.
So, when that time does come for
Yeah.
like dad gets him,
Yeah.
I've been experiencing lately this loneliness, right? Like,
Well, that's good. Yeah. Yeah.
doing that with
Oh, I
this,
get it. Yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
So you're like, what do I do with this time?
Yeah.
And in also in that non-negotiable, it's okay, Jaquetta, you set this up, you got this time.
That's right.
Do something that brings you joy, whatever that is, even if that is taking yourself out to dinner, making
Good.
yourself a nice
Oh,
dinner,
yeah.
taking a bubble bath, like just sitting
Yes.
in the bathtub.
Simple thing.
Girl, I love sitting in the
Me
bathtub.
too,
Like,
girl.
I love just sitting in there. Like,
Yeah.
it's just, it's something for
Yeah.
me. And I found me a little hobby,
Yeah.
but the little hobby makes me money.
Yeah.
So the little hobby now what I choose to do.
Gotcha.
So like I bartend some weekends
Oh, okay.
when I don't have jet.
Wow.
And
And that's,
it's
is that
been
fun?
oh girl, I have so much
I
fun.
know it. I know.
And it's I do it for a it's kind of like a military community,
Okay.
but it's a lounge for it's like their
Yeah.
lounge.
Yeah.
And they're older and
Oh, I
they like
know
what they like. They have a good
it.
time, you
Yeah.
know. So for me, it brings me joy
Yeah.
because it's like I get to work it because day job, work from home by myself. So to like get out of the house and just be with
Yeah.
others, for me,
That's
is
good.
realizing is a non-negotiable too. Like I need it.
Yeah,
So
absolutely.
the bartending is helping me with just doing that. And on the flip side, I make money and I'm
Right.
paying off my debt and stuff, you know. So it's been nice.
Yes.
But I think for me, that's huge. Non-negotiable is like you really gotta practice awareness enough to say,
Right.
this is what I do need this stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And asking for what you want and doing things that like bring you joy. For
Yeah.
me, I gotta have the joy pieces of experience outside of Jet, right? Because
Right.
Jet brings me joy. Like he just is,
Automatic, yeah.
right? But when he's not around, how do
Just
I make sure I'm constantly feeling like I'm not just lost because he's not
messing up.
here?
Yeah.
Which could happen for some moms. Like,
Yeah.
you don't know what to do with yourself when the baby's gone.
And you know what? And speaking on that, what advice would you give to moms who feel like they've maybe lost themselves or lost their sense of self when becoming a parent? And I know you touched on some of it, but
I
you know,
think I
yeah.
always, if it's a new mom, I'm telling her, make sure to take time out for
That's
yourself.
right.
And that nugget earlier about there's other people that want to
Right.
experience this baby,
That's
right?
right.
Like, it's not just you.
Yeah.
He or she is special. Give them to somebody else sometimes because you don't know whose world they're gonna
Right.
open up. Like, I discover so much about my child when
Wow.
he's in other people's
Good.
story. Is like, he one day, I call him like the special needs advocator. Like, he advocates for the special needs kids. So it's like, he's making sure they're getting their breakfast, getting people to play with them. And I'm like, what? I would never know that if he wasn't with
Right.
somebody else,
Wasn't with
right? So it's like expanding him to see where he goes, right? Things I can't do for him. And it always blows my mind how he's one person in this house and another person in his dad's house.
That's so true. And I had to
Hey.
learn that.
Yes.
Because I would go back and forth like, no, he didn't. No, that ain't what.
What? Y'all do what together?
Yep.
Mind blown.
Yep.
Some plays video games? I
Right.
did not even know.
Yep.
He's like, yeah, we play video games together. What? Like, I'm always blown away because
Yeah.
I think
Yeah.
that is so cool too. So
Me too.
be okay giving them to other people because it's especially people you feel safe with
Of
because
course.
it
Yeah, absolutely.
exposes them to more,
It
right?
does. Oh, that's good. I didn't think
There's
about it that way. Yeah.
but so much that they can learn from you.
That's true. That's true.
You gotta have other people to teach them things that you can't do.
That's true. That is so
I
true.
can't swim.
Yeah.
I can't swim.
That's
So why he stuck with me if his dad knows how to
knows
swim?
how to speak.
It's like
Yeah.
it's certain things that I'm just not gonna be able to
Yeah.
teach him,
That's true.
right?
Absolutely. Right.
And for a mom who has kind of lost that way or identity, I would tell them they need to come to the Free Mama Fashion Show.
Yeah, that's first thing. First things first, baby. That's
But also, I think it's deciding
it.
to once you've become aware.
Yeah.
Because I think identifying and becoming aware is key.
Yeah.
Once you know, like, I've just been a mom, a wife, and I just go to work.
That's it.
Remember, do you remember a time that you did other things? And what were those other things? Like, what did you used to do, right?
That's true.
Before this baby,
Yeah.
before this honey you have, right?
That's true.
What were things that brought you joy?
Some
And let's explore that. Like, let's explore
absolutely.
what that looks like.
Because I heard a lady say, even if you have to go back to childhood,
Even
what's some things you enjoy when you were younger? You know?
girl,
Oh,
please go
wow.
back to the childhood, because
Yeah.
I think that's where we felt most free.
Tell me about it.
And let me tell you, I love being a kid. My friends will tell me, like, I love being free. Like, there is such a warmness that comes over me when I don't have to think about responsibility. And even if that's for 30 minutes,
Seriously.
right? That may be me cranking up the music real
Oh,
loud.
listen.
I love Afrobeats, and Afrobeats does something to me that just,
Yeah.
the beats, everything just does something to me that just brings me all this joy. So I have to have it in my life.
Absolutely.
I crank that sucker up
That's
and I
it.
wing.
That's like,
Dancing around, singing, I don't even know the words.
don't even matter.
It don't matter. And I need that sometimes. I need
Yeah.
those moments,
Those moments.
because again, you can lose yourself in the work,
Yeah.
the kids,
Yeah.
the honeys, like
It's
our
true.
significant others.
Yeah.
You can lose yourself in that, and
Yeah.
you've got to remind yourself. So if it is, like you said, going back to childhood,
Yeah.
or from where you can remember a moment where you were either laughing,
Yeah. That's
happy,
it.
like, go back to those moments
Absolutely.
and then let's start there. So
Yeah.
it's like, okay, all right. Well, I used to like tennis. Okay, well then go pick up
Yeah.
the racket
That's right. Yeah.
and go and play one day, right?
So.
If you have, like, figure out what it is that, like, makes you just
Yeah.
light up.
That's it. Light up. So, and I love how all the questions are flowing together.
Yes, girl.
How do you build, and this goes right into what we just discussed, how do you build and maintain a supportive community, both for yourself and for your child? Again, I know we've answered some of these, but how do you build and maintain a supportive community? We discussed not being afraid to ask your family members or people you may feel safe with around
Yeah.
your safe. Yeah.
Asking for the help,
Yeah.
right? But what I've done over these probably like last 10 years, is as I was going through something,
Yeah.
as I, like, I call them each department of my life,
Yeah.
I needed somebody.
Yeah.
I'm so interdependent. Like, I got to have, like,
Yeah.
latching on to you. Like,
Yeah.
it's like,
Yeah.
I know me and Toy know each other
Yeah.
from college. However, now we're both moms.
We're both
So
moms. Yeah, that's
I
right.
need her.
That's
So
right.
it's like, I snatched you up because
Yeah.
I knew that I needed
No, that's so true.
somebody that had a
That's
common
right.
thing.
That's right.
And if even if all we talked about was
That's it.
mommying, that's more than enough.
That's true.
And if I felt like I could be safe,
Yeah.
so what are you doing for Colson with this?
Yeah.
Or I thought about, like, if that's all
Yes.
we talked about, that's
Yes.
fine, right? But finding for each department, I look like
Right.
each pillar of your life,
It's
whether
true.
that's motherhood,
Yeah. Right.
work,
Yep.
hobby,
Yep.
finance,
Yeah.
wellness, everything. I got one person in my phone I know I can call for
That's right.
everything. And if that's the only reason we talk, it's fine, because it's an
That's
understanding.
okay. That's
Because
okay.
that's what our commonality
That's
is.
it. That's real good.
That's the community.
That's
That's how you build
the
that whole circle because you've decided,
No, that's good.
I'm not gonna do this life by myself. I'm sorry.
Listen.
Like I don't believe in independence.
Tell you something, and that's what I was just talking to my friend about today. I was like, you know what? Some, you know, like it was a season in my life. I was like, ugh, I don't need nobody. But no, that was just me and my emotions going through what I was going through in that season. But when you're out of your funk, you learn, no, you don't need everybody, but you need a community, like you said, somebody in each pillar, right? To
Preach to
be
me.
there and to have your back. You know, people will have your back in those areas.
And as you
You
learn, and
need
it's gonna
that.
be some bumps and bruises
Oh, of
now.
course,
So we're gonna have somebody that get on our nerves and be
of
like, dang, I
course.
thought this person was gonna be this way, but or they into some stuff I'm not into, right? And I had to learn, like it's been this, right? But it is a yearn for me. I love human interaction. Like it does something for me. So it's a yearn that I have someone. And yes, because I was going to say the person who's going to be unbiased,
That's it.
the person who's going to not judge, the people in your life that are going to feel you can feel safe with, they can feel safe with
Oh,
you.
that's good.
And I think it's also with the community building is you being open to whatever the experience gives you. Because I think we can sometimes say, I'm on this mission to create my
Oh,
community,
that's good.
but I need it to be this way, that way. No, you cannot go into it that way. You got to go into it open. If you're looking for your community, you don't know what that person's going to be able to give you. You give them. So the idea has to be open.
That's
Because
it.
you could have easily said, girl, what do you want? Why are you there? You know, but I had to be open to whatever Toya felt okay giving me, that's what I'm gonna take. Like,
That's good.
you gotta be open to it.
Sometimes I felt like with you and I, it was like a genuine connection. It was like,
Yes, it just like
it
it
was
just
so real.
happened, like just like that. And you know, it's so we thank God for it because I feel like we were going through a lot of the same things
Oh
right at the
man.
same time. And it didn't feel like, girl, and let me tell you, I don't know about, you know, it just was perfect because you just never know when people are going to show up in your life and be just what you need in the right time. So being open
That's good.
to what people can aid in you. And I've had, you know, I love my family and they're very supportive and you met them, you know, they're very
You're
supportive,
amazing.
you know. But sometimes it is nice having those people outside of family that know you and your adult self. I think with family, it's you're sometimes going through that. I'm still little girl me. I'm still Quetta to
Oh
my
my God,
man. And I've met people who know me as Joe Quetta. I've met people who know me as Joe, you know, so it's, you know, as you evolve and develop yourself, you're wanting people to meet you in those seasons of your life. You do need to be open to what they bring, and what you give. We all got something.
That's
We
true.
all definitely have something that we can offer,
That's
and then we
true.
all have something that we can learn. So it's always this push, you know, like
Yeah, that's right.
escape.
Give and take, give and take. And like you said, staying open. And so
Staying
whatever
open.
the experience brings. Babe, I wrote that down because listen.
Staying open. And it's hard. Like, I
It
have friends that I fight with, you
is.
know, and we need to take a break from each other and we need to reevaluate how we do life together.
That's true. Both grow. It's not even, especially if you've been friends for years or a long time, you both have to learn each other over. Or if you haven't grown together and you've taken breaks, like you both grow in different areas at different
Yes.
times. So
Yes. And it's like a constant wheel. Like
that's right.
there's always something going on. So, and yeah, and claiming that, like being comfortable claiming that, okay, in this season of my life, this is what I do desire.
That's right.
Like, you know, help me to be open to, if I say that I want this stuff, help me to be open to this journey
That's
because,
right.
you know, I'm a little tough around the edges
That's
or
right.
whatever it is, right? So help me to be open to what this person is offering me and what I'm gonna
Right.
be open to offering them.
Yeah.
Like, because it does take a lot. It
It
takes a
does.
lot, but community is
It's
it for
everything.
sure.
Especially like me being away from my family, you know, like my mom, like recently she's come up here a lot more. Like she's come up here and stayed with my son, her and her husband, and while I went somewhere else and visited a friend, you know, so it's
Oh,
everything to me. And like usually I'm like, oh, you don't have to do it, you know, but I'm like, no, like I need that. Like that
good.
was everything.
Yes,
Also, too, from
yes.
his dad, because it's just, you know, me and his dad back and forth, back and forth, but it gave both of us a break. You know what I'm saying?
Right, because then he didn't feel like he had to have
Exactly. Yeah.
that too, like even with my son's dad too, like when we did decide to co-parent,
Yeah. Yeah.
it was, hey, I'm gonna let you know. You ain't gotta call me. My mama,
Yep.
you can call my grandparents,
Yeah, that's
you can
right.
call my sisters.
Absolutely.
Like you, it's you don't
Yeah.
have to just rely on me.
That's
You know,
true.
like my village is your village.
Oh,
So,
that's so good. Absolutely.
because
Yeah.
I mean,
That's who you
they
have
gonna want to
co-parent.
see him anyway.
That's
So
true.
why?
Yeah.
Why would I deprive
That's
him
right.
of, no, you find your people, you do what you need to do.
Yes. And you know what? That takes emotional maturity. Because I'm going to be honest, I'm going to be transparent. Sometimes it kind of bothers me, upsets me when I see women who like deprive their child of certain things because of what. Now, the dad wants to be a dad. You're
Whole
depriving your
situation.
child because you're in your feelings. I think that is so immature.
Yes.
And this is me. And I could be like, if the man is not, say he's just not what you expect him to be, but he knows he wants to spend time with his child. He knows this is my child, this is what I'm do for him, whatever the case may be. Why would you deprive your child of that?
Listen,
I
I
don't get
think
it.
that being brave enough
Yeah.
to, even when I wasn't comfortable yet,
Absolutely.
handing my baby
Yeah.
his dad, did something for him that I don't think I would have ever seen,
Wow.
right?
Yeah.
And it was the idea that he needed the accountability too.
That's right.
He
That's
needed
right.
the in his face, like, shoot, no,
Yeah.
we got a schedule. I get my son. I like it's like it. He didn't make an excuse for anything. Like
Right.
it was like, shoot, like this is my week.
Yeah.
I can't do this.
That's
I'm gonna
right.
tell you, Jet's dad, if he can't do it with Jet,
Yeah.
most likely he won't do it.
Gotcha.
Unless it's something very important.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
if it's his week and
Yeah.
something somebody invited him to fell on
Yeah.
his week, he either is not gonna do it
Yeah.
or Jet's going.
I know that's right. That's what
You
I'm
know what I'm saying? So
saying.
it's
Absolutely.
like because he enjoys the idea that he gets to
That's right.
have this time and be the man that he wants to be
That's
with
right.
his son.
Yeah.
That's it's his opportunity.
That's right.
And be great in that.
That's
Why
right.
not? You
Why
know?
not?
I don't want to take it away from him. I couldn't.
Yeah. Why would, yeah, what, you know, yeah, because I feel like it's a lot of, we go through enough as a community of Black people. We go through enough of the statistics and the he say, she say, and the, you know what I'm saying? It's just the stereotypes we go through. And it's like, I'm not trying to add to it. I'm not. I'm just,
Really not.
yeah. Thank you, girl. That was good.
Yeah, like it.
And how do you approach teaching your child about healthy communication? And I know we talked about this too, but just going a little bit more in depth, if I can start out. One thing I've noticed with the communicate, I am big. I'm a big one on communication, like when it comes to me and my child, when it comes to me and a lot of relationships in my life, because growing older into a woman, I've learned communication saves so much.
Yes.
It's just, I don't know. It's just like the key to life for me. Like it's the key to a lot of things, right? And so what I learned when I teaching Colson, like making him feel so comfortable that he can talk to me about anything. Like, even it's random times where I could be busy or I could get home from work and I ain't gonna lie, I'm be real. Sometimes I'll be fussing.
Dirt.
You got this in the floor. Now, what's this? And then something in me will be like, Toy, just bring it down a notch. And I'll stop what I'm doing, Joe. I'll sit on the couch and say, Colson, come here. I'll say, give me a hug. He gives the best hugs, girl. I don't know what it's something about them hugs. It will really take away the stress, girl.
Girl, my son is a hug,
Listen,
sir,
yes, and it's
and a kiss, sir.
yes. And I'll be like, dang, you want another kid? But it's like,
Bye.
right? And it's like he'll do that, and I'll say, okay. First off, what I always do is I apologize. I apologize for mommy fussing when we came in. Talked about this before. So it's like I'll bring it down and I get level, right? And I communicate in a healthy, more healthy way with him. And then I say, and how was your day today? Or even when he gets in a car, how was your day today? So I start that out. And like you said, even at nighttime, when he's going to bed, talking to him. Is there anything you want to discuss? Anything?
Yeah, the having that open dialogue,
Yeah.
I think has definitely helped. And it's like I talk to Jet like I talk to an adult.
That's right.
So it's not like at him.
Right.
I'm not
Okay.
talking at him. I'm like,
Gotcha.
all right, so what do you want to do for dinner tonight?
Yeah.
Or what are you thinking? Like,
Yeah.
what do you think about this? What do you like? Like, it's always questions
Yeah.
all the time.
Yeah.
I'm always asking him just random questions.
Yeah.
And sometimes he's probably like, Mama, leave me alone. I think for me, understanding how he expresses himself helps me to meet him.
Yeah.
The question asking is big for me with him, just
Me
because
too.
I'm so curious about who
Yeah.
he is. He's
Yeah.
so even when he told me like he had a girl he liked,
Yeah.
at first he was really timid.
Yeah.
And I was like, why do you feel so like you don't want us here? He was like, I just don't want you to be mad at me. And I'm like, well, why would I be mad at you? I don't know. I just don't know if like having a girlfriend is a good thing or like if
Yeah.
it's
Yeah.
bad, you know? And I was like, it's not bad for me, you know. I just want you to be kind to whoever you
That's right. That's right.
are, all of your friends,
That's right.
girlfriend,
That's right.
your friends, everybody you just need to be kind to, and you know, make sure they know that you care for them. That's it,
That's
right?
it.
But
That's
it's not bad, you know. So it's
yeah.
like being able to have those conversations and ask those questions just to find out how he's feeling
Yeah.
has been nice. And starting to use that too. How do you feel?
Oh yeah, that's a big one for me. Yeah, that's what I remember when I was engaged at the time, and I was talking to my stepdaughter at the time, and I would ask her questions, and he would be like, "Why you ask hard them questions?" But it would just be like how I talked to Colson. It would be like, "Hey, how was your day? Well, how did that make you feel?" And he didn't understand it, and he was new to the blended thing too. But it was more so I had to explain to him, like, you want to be able to have open communication, and I want her to feel comfortable talking to me. Understand that if she needs to talk about anything, she may not want to go to you about it, but she'll feel comfortable coming to me. So I think they may not see it right now, but it truly builds up their communication skill and they're more open, he said.
So like that question asking,
Yeah.
paying attention to the feeling.
That's right.
And like even in those high-strung moments, because I know with Jet, he gets really worked up
Yeah.
very easily. If he doesn't get something right, if
Yeah.
it's not making sense.
Right.
And in those high-strung moments, even asking those questions like, okay, so tell me what you're feeling right now. Like, are
Right.
you happy? Are you
Yeah.
sad? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And then him learning with different
Yeah.
emotions,
Right. Yes.
right? Like, okay, so it sounds like you're frustrated. And
That's
what
it.
frustrating, you know, what this means is
Yeah.
blah, 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 right? So then he learns how to tap into more than just happy, mad, sad,
That's
you know,
right.
like
Absolutely.
there's more.
There's more.
or I'm nervous. I remember one time he was so excited about going to a birthday party, but I felt him hold my hand so tight. And usually, again, like you said, with the fussing, like, what's wrong with you? What you going? You know, I had to sit, like, what, like, how come you, what's holding my hand so tight? And it's like, I mean, I got kind of nervous. Like, it's like you hear certain words when you change the tone, and because they get sick of us too. Like,
Listen.
I mean, I didn't do anything. Like, now you mad at me, and I didn't. So it's like being very open
That's
to what
true.
it is that's going to come out of their mouth.
Having that balance.
Yes. For
So,
sure.
thank you for that. And I got like two more questions in. Proverbs 13:24, and this is about disciplining, right? Proverbs 13:24 states, "Whoever spares the rod hates their children, but the one who loves their children is careful to discipline them." How do you feel about that? Or what do you feel about that scripture?
You know, somebody, I cannot remember what I was listening to, but I feel like this verse came up. And I think they were talking about for the longest time, we looked at the verse wrong as far as how we're, when we spare the rod, we're spoiling them. They looked at it like, well, that means we're
Yes, spanking them.
spanking them all the
Spanking
time.
them more.
Right. And that's not
What
what
they're
I really
saying.
the verse is saying, right? It's just saying that you're learning how to guide them and teach them carefully, right? Like, how do we, and for me, the discipline looks like maybe there's a training aspect or a structure aspect of, okay, this is how the house will run, right? Like the training that I know I do with Jet is, okay, when you come into the house, you take your shoes off. You take your shoes off, take your jacket off. You take your book bag off. You hang those on the thing.
That's right.
Once you do that, you get two options. You could take your bath now, or you could take your bath after dinner. If you choose to take your bath after dinner, you can do these things,
Oh, that's
right? Like you
good.
got some options. So now I can be like, what you gonna do when you first get in the house? I'm gonna take my shoes off and then I'm gonna go take me a bath. Okay. Boom.
Options thing work. It does. I had to learn that. Like, giving them options, but it's options, but it's still within the
Within the
boundary.
boundaries now, like it's still in the box.
It
You ain't about to be cartwheeling all through this house right now.
Listen, throwing them shoes across that floor, baby, and I'm stepping over jackets. We're not doing that.
Yes.
Hang that jacket.
Yes.
So, for that, that was a good
So like
one.
that discipline looks like that. Not I'm about to tear your butt up. You can have conversations and that's
That's true.
enough. I can
That's
give you a
it.
side eye and that's more than enough.
And I love that. I love that. I love that for
Yeah.
y'all. Ephesians 6 and 4 says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger." And let me say, this is one scripture that I never really paid attention to, but I read about it and I was like, oh, because parents do this, right? "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord." What do you feel about this? And this is Ephesians 6 and 4, y'all.
To provoke, ooh, that felt.
You know what? When I read it, I was like, okay, fathers do not provoke your children to anger, but that falls under the category of like abuse, embarrassment,
Yes.
humiliation,
Manipulation.
manipulation. Girl, all that. It was all up under there. Like,
I
seriously.
got cringy just now
Listen.
hearing that. I
It's
don't think I
parents
ever
who
heard
fully
that
provoke their
verse.
children
Yes, they do.
intentionally.
And it is, I think it's those, that bullying
Oh man.
that we do to kids.
Oh man. Listen.
I don't got time for it. See me, and I say to Jay, I was like, I don't got time to go back and forth with you. I don't got time
That's it.
to try to force you to do what you don't want to do. But what I will tell you is if these things don't happen. They have consequences,
That's
right?
it.
I know you don't feel like it right now,
That's right.
but they're going to, you got an option.
That's true.
But I'm
You
not
have
about
to
to sit
stick
here
to
and
your guns,
bully
right?
you
Yeah.
and abuse you, force you. You should want to do these things because you want to take care of your
That's
thing.
it.
You should
That's
want to do these things because you don't want your toys to break. Like, you don't
it.
want to just be throwing your stuff downstairs. I'm not about to make you feel a way because you, I'm not about to throw it back at
Yep,
you,
that's right. That's
hit
yeah.
in your face. No, we're not
Right.
doing that. We're
Because
not
you didn't have to.
that
It
at all.
teaches them to. I'm gonna tell you what else I think about, and it could be crazy. Call me crazy, Joe, but it could be crazy. I think about how I treat my son. Baby, when he go up and start dating these women,
Okay, you ain't crazy.
listen, I think about, baby, I already pray for my son's wife. And I know that
I do too,
you do
girl. My
too, but see, I
God.
don't want to jack nobody's daughter up and see this.
Listen, or jack
No.
him up because
But Jack
why
him,
is your
right?
girl calling me?
I noticed. And you know, it's crazy because going back to what I said, like, I want to be that example of a woman to my son to be like, wait a minute, my mama ain't used to do all that, or my mama ain't used to act like that, or why are you doing all that? And I always tell my son, when somebody, a woman start acting crazy, leave immediately or anything. And you better not do nothing to provoke it. Just
That part.
that part, like,
It's that provoking.
yeah.
It's that manipulation.
Manipulation,
I'm always having these conversations, and because kids will do it to you too now.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh,
I
they
have to
can tap
watch
on that
my little
nerve,
clever
baby.
son because he's very clever. And I have to be, see, right here in this moment. Let me tell you what you're doing.
Yep.
I've asked you to do this. Now you want to stall because you're like, well, mommy, I just want to give you a hug right now.
Yeah.
No,
I
I've
know all
asked
about
you to
it.
do this. He likes to, he is.
My
I
son
just
is
want to give you a
relentless.
hug like right now.
Yeah.
Then I'll go, no, I've asked you to do this.
Yep. That's what they do now.
You
Yeah.
know?
Yeah.
So for me, it's definitely not trying to provoke him by all means.
Absolutely.
Discipline him or abuse him in this way because at like just like you said, and that is so good
Yeah.
that the things that we learn from our parents really do stick. Like it's sickening
It does.
sometimes
Yeah.
as I do all of this self work. Like right now I'm in the season of just like
Yeah.
decluttering. So now I can actually focus on my mind. Like I'm
Yeah.
decluttering my space. And then now it's like decluttering my mind. And
That's
as I clear my mind, I'm
yeah.
like, I wonder why I have, why do I feel like I don't deserve this?
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Why do I feel like I don't deserve that? And then you sit in the moment and you're thinking about like childhood.
Yeah.
And you're
Oh.
like, well, I don't think I deserve this because I never see my mama buy blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Or I've never seen
Yeah.
my dad do. So why do I think I deserve that now in this, you
That's
know? So I'm always thinking about that with Jet. Like, I
it.
know I didn't like how
Yeah.
I got with this person, but I
Yeah.
know I was that person.
Yeah.
So I'm trying not to provoke him in a way that makes him feel
Good.
frightened of me.
Oh, that's
Because
good.
that the being frightened,
I
I don't
know.
want that
And
for
people are
him.
like, oh no, you gotta put a little bit of fear in them. You got, and it's like, eh,
Do I?
do I like do I ha can I go another route? Like, do I can you know? Like, yeah.
And sometimes I leave it up to his daddy.
That's true, girl, but so I don't like to be around when he gets
Oh,
I'd be
stupid.
like,
Be like, listen,
I know, I'd be
I'm gonna
like,
call your daddy because I don't got
they don't
time.
like that.
I walk away too.
Oh,
I'd
me
be like,
too.
here's the phone. Y'all
Yep.
talk about.
That's why I'd be
I
like, okay.
can't read this language that
I
he's.
know.
Y'all figure it out.
I'm
You
telling
know?
you, you've reached that point. Cause I used to try not to do, because I'm like, no, I shouldn't have to call his dad, but no. Sometimes I'm
It's
like,
that voice. It's
that's
the
it. That's
that's
before I can even say.
that's all his dad has to do is be.
Okay. I could grab the phone. And that's all I gotta do. I ain't even gotta be calling his daddy. I could just grab the phone, but he'd be like, you better call him. I'm like, no. That's it, right?
money. I'm like, well, then you, if you talking to me right now, you need to make, be making
That's
sense.
right. That's right,
Miss
girl.
me, I don't speak cry.
I don't speak girl. You didn't took it back.
Like, I don't know that language,
Don't
so
know that
I
language.
can't
Yeah.
speak to you when you're crying.
I can't talk to you when you're whining. I don't
I
understand
don't
you.
even understand what you're
Yeah,
saying.
because you didn't whine at school today when you got in trouble for talking. So you listen.
I'd be quick to be like, do you do this with your daddy? Because I just feel like I ain't never hear him say this. Like, how you? How this work?
Right.
Let me call your daddy and see if y'all did. No.
Yes, girl. So
Yes.
all the things, honey. And
Yes.
last question. Do you want more children and are you open to having more children?
No, no, and no.
Was like, that's a non-negotiable with you, baby.
No.
You say it's a wrap. Reynolds wrap it
It
up, honey.
is. So what I will say, people used to ask me that.
Yeah.
And I would be like, well, if I meet the right man, then maybe.
And if he wants.
If he wants one, then maybe. And the answer now, no. And I was never sure when I was saying it.
Right.
But now,
Yeah.
today,
Yeah.
I know I don't. And it's not because I don't love kids, 'cause my God,
Yeah.
I love them. And especially the babies. Oh
Oh my
my God. If I could just keep
God.
them at baby stage,
That's what I, everybody like pass. I'm like, no, I love the baby stage.
0 to 1
Yep.
is my
Zero
kind
to
of
one.
carrying on.
Yep.
I think it's because the responsibility of being a mother is so heavy. This is the one job that you never lose.
That's true. That's true.
Like, it does not, it's to the day you die. Like, there is no break. And again, not that I don't love my son, because oh, I love him so much. And I just feel like we're gonna be the best of friends and the best of it. Like, I can't wait to see it all
Yeah.
come together. And I'm claiming that for us. I feel like he's
Absolutely.
the homie, I'm the homie. We're gonna be doing some fun stuff together. We're gonna be vibing.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna be watching them babies. If he got, like, I'm just
Yes.
excited about
Yeah.
all the things, right? But it is the only job that does not stop. And I want a break.
I know, and it's crazy because, like you, I was 30 when I had my first child, and well, he's the only one, but like, it's just like, I don't know. It's like, I back then, like I said, and I, blessed, happy, whatever. And I'm still open though. I can say that I am still, but sometimes you see it the thing like, oh no, I'm about to be 40 in a couple of years, honey. What's going on? Like, what is we doing? And
Right.
and I'm like, by that time, but it's like you'd be like, dang, all my friends, like, dang, I might should have started earlier. You ever thought about that? Like
Yes.
already, like their kids in middle school, high school, dang.
Right.
I know drive, and I'm like, dang, we was just learning how to drive. Like, what?
I got a girlfriend. Her son is like 14,
Yeah.
15. I'm like,
I
I need this,
know, like, you
you
can live.
know?
But like you said, like just this moment right here, the bonding and as they get older, and it's a beautiful thing.
It is. And I know myself, and I love so deep. Like,
Yeah.
I'm one of those, like, I'm so deep. My friends be like, you too deep for me. 'Cause I just love so deeply.
Yeah.
And I feel so deeply.
Right.
I think so, like, everything is so deep
Yeah.
that I'm just like, oh my God, can my heart even handle it again?
That's
Can
true.
my heart go through all of the,
Oh
like,
yeah. I
I
know.
don't know. Like,
Yeah.
and because I don't know, the answer is no.
No, right. That's
The
cool.
answer is no,
Right.
because you can't divorce these babies. These babies are yours
That's it
and
for
it don't
life.
matter if I'm 80
That's
And
right.
my baby is 50. He's still my baby.
That's still my
And if
baby.
he need me, I'm gonna be there.
That's right.
Right? So it's deciding that I know myself and know that I can only rock it out with Jet.
That's it. That's it, girl. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Okay. And first of all, just let me say thank you so
Oh, of course, this was so much fun.
Listen, and it's just like I love the flow, you know. I
Yes.
always talked about it, but we definitely coming back with a part
Oh
two.
God, we got to. We
Okay.
got so much to talk about. We got dating.
Dating, yep.
Listen, work,
Work.
what, all the things.
Listen, all the things. And I'm so excited, girl. We're gonna have part one, two, three, four, five, whatever.
Oh, you let me know when you want me to come back. And
I
just
know that's
random
right.
stuff that you want to talk about.
You know I'm ready. And I can't take anything away. I'm gonna take away what you said, being open to whatever the experience brings you, because we're talking about motherhood or whatever, but that goes for anything in life. You have
Yes,
open and
you got
sometimes
to be open.
it doesn't feel good, and sometimes we don't want to be vulnerable. But sometimes when we do open ourself up to the experience and whatever it brings, we learn and we grow regardless, right?
Yes,
Good or
yes.
bad. So thank you for that, Joe, and I love you so much.
I love you so much. Thank
Thank
you for having me.
you. Good night. Bye, y'all. Love y'all.